we are very eager to get to some happiness, but even a point is very much dear to us. He told when he was a boy, he was a man of Haridpur, and there this Ganges water is very dear. How, from his childhood, he was habituated to see Ganges water by drops. So, a drop of Ganges water, it starts from one head, the conception of Ganges water is but his father was serving in Bahrampur on the Bhaj of Ganges. One, following his father, he is coming this side and passing through Ganges water. Then, when he goes his father told, this is Ganges, river Ganges. So much water. The boat is passing through Ganges water. And only a drop of Ganges water can never be found, to hardly be found in our country. And so much Ganges water is there, that the boat is passing through over it. So much happiness. Gamanamitam and Toyamamitam, all drink is but nectar. All words are sweet because their subject matter is sweetness personified Krishna. Katharam. Pleasing everybody at Katharam. Gamanamitam. And the very environment, trees, cows, lambs, everything, all fulfilling our purpose. Oh, you are Krishna Bhakta. Everything for you is there. Everything for you, offering them. Everything, we are all your friends. You can take anything you like. We are ready for your satisfaction. Opulence. Abhuyat offer, being offered from all sides. That is the meager representation to us in this fallen area where the fallen souls are living. That has been extended through the scripture and the sadhus. The intimation, sadhus are agents coming down from that side, here to recruit us, to take up to that. That sphere, you are so poorly representing you, you like happiness. You want happiness. Are you seeking happiness, ecstasy? Oh, come with me. The opulence is there. The mind is there. You come as how much you can you can take? How much you can contain? Your
and Gopinath have brought a good news.
কল্যাণ 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 ক
টানিয়া আনিতে বৃক্ষ
অল্প বৃক্ষ অবদান, তার একটা বৃক্ষ আমি এখানে কল্যাণ গল্প তুলে এনেছিলাম, টানিয়া আনিতে বৃক্ষ একর্ক সমন নাচিল বৃক্ষের সাধু, তারপরে গুরু প্রসাদ এসে তাকে আবার ফের ইয়ে করে সংস্কার করে তোমাদের কাছে কল্যাণ গল্প many such trees and creatures and creepers are there, and then only one I have glad to come down here on your good and then is the highest media and Mahaprabhu and it is open to all. Open door. No much energy question of eligibility being taken in there. From whatever corner he may come, only a sincere will is necessary. Yes, I want. You sincere will. Yes, I want it. And that is the qualification. No other qualification is necessary. Only sincere will, only yes and one. But everything is there. And yes, come forward, I shall give you. But the will must be sincere. Shraddha, shraddha, faith.
Receptive.
Then, sincere. অহংকার অচ্যুতানন্দ মধ্যেই বর্ণত আশয় অহংকার নিবৃত্তানন্দ কে সব নহি দুর্গ, হি ইজ নট ফার অ্যাওয়ে, অনলি দি ইগোইজম ইজ দি ওয়াল বিটুইন দি টু, অ্যান্ড দি ইগোইজম অফ কর্ম অ্যান্ড জ্ঞান রিমুভড অ্যান্ড উই আর উইথ দি ল, উই আর উইথ দি ল, তা দূরে তো
Fire.
A fire for them and the net for the others, for the Sardhalu. So near that we cannot conceive of that Nyam. Even Padas Misal is not so near to Misal. He is so near to us. We conceive it to be. I cannot see me. As much as he can see me. I cannot love me as much as he loves. And his men love. His men love. I can't love myself so much. That is our relationship with the Lord. But the divine man, divine master, can make us conscious of this. Act from our destination, the destination. What are you doing? Only gathering some transient feeling of this material sensation, of this material body.
I would like to start the current law.
So Swami Maharaj has done a miracle. He has done a miracle.
Prabhu
has already been conceived and the Prabhu has tried to have his conception to translate into action. And in his last days, and anyhow we find that through Swami Maharaj, his aspiration has been fulfilled. We are great. We are happy. We are glad. We are proud of. Love you all. Our Guru Maharaj told that when one person is come to take diksha and to stay in the mosque, then he said that after wandering a long time in the foreign land, he is again coming just to his home. Homeward. Homeward means homeward, back to God, back to home. back to Godhead, back to God and back to home. A sweet, sweet home. Our home is here, and none of us, and no other. So, we may be quite free there, no apprehension of any misgiving. God is on the ground. With such boldness and clear faith, we can go on the ground. And what are you living on the back? That is all a matter of intention.
By age and by experience, in both ways, this is in enemy. Also, I was fortunate to have his association since a very long time. For us, in 1930, at that time he did not accept sannyas. He just left home, Balakrishna. In his white dress, he went to Allahabad. Maharaj, I think you remember this incident. When he went to Allahabad? Yes, thank you. Yes, at that time... Oh, yes, thank you. Yes. So, in that auspicious occasion, we are connected. Before that, in 1922, when I was manager in Dr. Bose's services, young man, and I was nationalist, Congress Party, I was a devotee of Mahatma Gandhi and C.R. Das. At that time, I was in connection with Congress in 1917. Yes, 17, when Annie Besant became the Congress President. Then I became serious in 1920 and I gave up my education. So, one of my friends, that friend is also now, perhaps you know Maharaj, that Naren Murli. Yes. He was my intimate friend. So, in their house, old Tirtha Maharaj went to beg some alms. They were very rich men. So he informed me that one nice sannyasi came to our house and he has invited in Ultaranga, there is Gauri of Mahat. So he has invited me. I used to go there. Why don't you come? Let us go together. He was my very intimate friend. So at that time I was a little pessimistic. Doesn't know I know. I know all the sadhus there. So he forced me. Oh, why not? Then let us go. All right, let us go. So I went to see His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In 1922, in that Ultaranga building, at that time Prabhupada was sitting on the roof. There was a small house and room, and we are welcome because Naren Murli was very rich man and he contributed some money. So we went to see Prabhupada, offer our obeisances. So immediately he said that you are all educated young man, why don't you preach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message from the whole world? So I replied him, sir, we are dependent nation, we will hear our message. We can talk all these things after we get independent. Because I was politically minded at this time. Yes. So he refuted my argument. Certainly I was defeated. And I took his words very seriously. I appreciated. Then we had offered some prasadam, we came down. My friend Narayan Mallik asked me, how did you like this sadhu? And yes, here is a sadhu in whose hand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is there, and it will be done. I think it is very nice. That was my appreciation. Then 1923, I resigned my post as manager in Bose's laboratory, and I accepted the agency for whole UP, beginning from Mogosai up to Delhi. And I made my head office in Allah. So I was always thinking, oh yes, I met a very nice sadhu. From the very beginning, that was my impression, that I have met a real sadhu. So, actually the word lavamatra sadhu sangha sarvasiddhi was actually, I perceived that. For a moment, and impressed so much Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that it continued. Then in 1928, when there was Kumbh Mela, Maharaj, when you joined Gauri Math? That means in 1928 there was a Kumbh Mela, I think. And in that Kumbh Mela, Tirtha Maharaj with a party came to my shop, Prayag Farms, all of a sudden. And I saw, oh, these are the people I saw. Glory word. Yes. Come on. I was so glad. So Siddha Maharaj asked me that we have come new here, we are going to establish a temple in Allahabad. We have heard your name, so we have come to you, please help us. Yes, I will help you. So in this way, I contributed, my attending physician contributed, and some other friends. In this way, we became friends. And Siddha Maharaj, old Siddha Maharaj, had first meeting in my house at Allahabad with, I think, the Sarveshwar Brahmachari and Dheer Krishna Brahmachari. Yes. So, my father was Vaishnava. So, when I invited these Gauri Math sadhus, my father thought that I have invited some sadhus of the Ramakrishna Mission. So you are not very interested. When Siddha Maharaj is speaking, I called my father was that time in Delhi. I called him that please come down. There is a meeting on the Gauriyamar. So he could not resist my request. He came down, but he did not think that some devotees have come. They thought this is Ramakrishna Mission, just like that. So he was not very happy, but I told, he was sitting, he, in the meeting, he just criticized Then when he heard the speech of our old Dipamas, our old brothers, he understood that they are Vaishnavas. Then immediately after the meeting, he fell down on his feet. I misunderstood, you said that you are the Ramakrishna Mission Sahib. I'm so glad to meet you. So that is the beginning of my intimate relationship with Gauriya. And they were coming, and whenever somebody would come, I'll invite them to lecture in my house. In that way, Sridhar Maharaj, at that time, Ramendra Sundar, Bhattacharya, he was also invited at my house. And before that, no, I think I invited Bharati Maharaj, and you were with Bharati Maharaj. Yes. So in this way, my connection became developed with Gauriya Maharaj. Then, gradually, the process began. Harishe Tathalam Swanam. I wanted to become a very big businessman, and there was good opportunity. I was very nicely associated with the chemical industry of India. Dr. Bose's laboratory, Bengal Chemical, B.K. Park, and all of that, they liked my business organization. Then I started a big laboratory in Lucknow. So that was golden day. But gradually everything became dwindled. And at last, my Allahabad business was lost. It was not lost on account of some my debts. I had to hand it over to Dr. Karthik Chandra Bose, because I was his agent, so I had some debts. So I said, all right, you take this business. In this way, the craft business was lost. So I was not going to, I was sitting at home. So this Jayabhar Maharaj, at that time, Sadvishar Brahmachari and Otulananda Brahmachari, they used to come to take their subscription, and they were requesting, why don't you come to our mosque? Why don't you come to our mosque? We are now free. So I used to visit their temple that was not far away from my house. Maratha, yes. Then the intimate relationship with Gauriya Maharaj grew. In this way, I think in 1933, Sir Malcolm Haley came to lay down the foundation stone of Allahabad Mosque. Maharaj, I think you remember. Yes.
Yes,
sir,
coming from
Vrindavan. Yes, and the Parikrama, that is also another incident. That I was not initiated at that time, but I had very good admiration for the Gauriya Math people. And before 1933, I met Sridhar Maharaj and others, the devotees, old Tirtha Maharaj. So they are very kind to me. The Parikrama, I thought, what these people are doing in this Parikrama, let me go. So I met them in Koshi, Parash Maharaj, you may remember. And all people were going to see some Sesha Sai. Yes. So at that time, Vinodha, later on Kesham Maharaj, he informed that Prabhupada is going to Mathura tomorrow morning, and he will speak Harikatha this evening. Anyone who wants to remain, many men or otherwise, they may prepare to go to see Sesha Sai. So at that time, I think only 10 or 12 men remained. Out of them, Sridhar Maharaj was one of them. And I thought it wise, what's receive this Sri Sai. Let me hear. Prabhupada will speak. Let me hear. The Prabhupada marked that this box.
To listen to him.
He, because he is a Vaikuntha person, he could understand that this boy is eager to hear. So he very much appreciated. So when he came back to Alava, so Ganesh Bala, he introduced me that he is a nice devotee. The Prabhupada immediately replied, yes, I have marked him. He does not go away, he hears. This very one he said, yes, I will accept him in this time. Then I was initiated. And this was our relationship with Gaudiya Math developed. And gradually, as it developed, the other side diminished. Then there are long history, it will take time. But I had the opportunity of associating with His Holiness. For several years, I had the opportunity. Krishna and Prabhupada liked it to prepare me. Siddhar Maharaj lived as a in my house as a sublessy for 3 years. So naturally we had very intimate talks and he was my good advisor. I took his advice, his instruction very seriously. Because from the very beginning I know he is a pure Vaishnava and devotee. And I wanted to associate with him and try to help him also in seminary. He also tried to help me. So our relationship is very intimate. After the breakdown of the Gaudiya Math, I wanted to organize another organization, making Siddhar Maharaj head. And I wanted to make, at that time, Goswami Maharaj, one of my friends' house at Sialda. Siddhar Maharaj, you may remember those things. I wanted to organize so many ways. But somehow or other, he wanted to rent that only for 90. I told him, just give me the concept. He at that time he was getting 125, but because I am his friend, all that I will give 90. So that could not happen somewhere other. So I was trying from the very beginning, after the disappearance of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Yes, yes, 1944. I think you were at that time at my house. Yes. So, somehow or other, this intention for preaching the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increased and other side decreased. Virakti Annaprasad, but I was not disinclined, but Krishna forced me that you must give up. And the history is known better to Siddhar Maharaj, how it decreased. Then almost it became me, and then I left home in 1950. Whatever I was there, all I did do what was life. In 1950, for 4 years, I remained as Banaprastha, only 4 years, from 1950 to 1959.
Bombay life,
that is living my household life. I opened an office in Bombay for my business. Practically Gaudiya Math was established by us. I am one of them. Siddhar Maharaj also. And we made two parties for begging, collecting arms. And Siddhar Maharaj, myself, and Goswami Maharaj, at that time it was Atul Chandra Goswami. So I took them to some of my friends, chemist friends, doctor's friends. So I collected about 500 rupees through the Siddhar Maharaj could speak. I introduced and Goswami, at that time, Goswami Maharaj would canvas. In this way, he combined together in one day or 2 days. At that time, 500 rupees was big sum. Yeah. So, Goswami Maharaj very much appreciated, and he began to speak highly about me that however, who is so smart, he has got so many friends, he has collected so many things. So why does he should not be the Martin Chan in this way? Why should not be with us? Why is living separately in this way? So Prabhupada, Parashiddhasa, very well married, he said, it is better to live separately from you people. And he would do the necessity in due course of time. So I could not understand what Srila Prabhupada meant by that. So his inclination, blessing, were always upon me, although I was unfree. But he was so fine.
I was afraid
of collecting for his inquiry to conduct the yes. Yes, he was afraid. Prabhupada gave me some money that he is afraid. He gave this money. So, by Guru Vaishnava, whatever position I have got, it is by Guru's mercy and the Vaishnava's blessing. Otherwise, so I wish that Siddhar Maharaj may bestow his blessing as you are doing always, and may Guru Maharaj help me. I can give some service so long. Things are happening because I am not at all bona fide for this. But it is through the Charya Vaishnava Seva Nistha Devi. That I see, sir. By the grace of Krishna, you have got everything, all material offerings. Now make it blast Krishna. There, it is very nice. Lakshmi Narayana. So these boys are trying very sincerely and seriously. I hope even I cannot live many more years, they will carry out this honor.
Oh, coming down
Gauranga Maharaj. And we are being washed away by Bhakti Yodha. Yes. Everything is there. Everything is there.
This ashram is being opened today. What is its position? In Srimad Bhagavatam we find Vanantu Sattiko Vasa Grama Vasatu Rajasa Tamasam Dhuta Sadhana Manniketam Tu Nirgunam Vanavas. That plain living with minimum materials for our to help our life, that is Vanavas, a simple life, plain living, high thinking, simple life. But there also we are master of that that little thing, that Sattvika Vasa. Most conducive to our religious life. No grandeur of any material enjoyment, etc. That is Sattvika Vasa, Vanavas. Rajasa Vasa is a life where we are engaged in various activities in the upliftment of the society and the world and the civilization. That is Rajasa, where maximum energy is spent to improve the paraphernalia where we live to make us comfortable. Tamasavas, Dhuta Sadhana, without caring for any social life, only sense pleasure, maximum, and minimum, and giving to others in a society or any paraphernalia. Reckless life, a life in the clubhouse or a hotel or something like that is a responsible life. Tamasa, Dhuta Sadhanam, Manjitam Tunirgunam. And if we live our life in the house of Lord, we may dive ourselves in any amount of grandeur or anything of the type, but still it is not gone, because we are not masters there. We are servants. The Vanavas, those simple, which with minimum materials around our life to live, but still there we are masters, we stand. But here, we are mere servants, everything to be solved, whatever we shall see there all around, even a tree, even a creeper, even a dust, that is to be stopped and not to enjoy, nor to renunciate. That is the a form of life, a life of worship, a life of devotion, not only to the deity, the Lord, but including all his paraphernalia. And to see that they are also serving the Supreme Entity. With this idea, to be a serving factor in all serving environment and the Supreme Law. Manite Jantunet Gunam. So we have come to live here a life of Nirguna life. Gunatito, Gunatito, that the crossing all sorts of reality with this material, relativity with this material, whatever comes of conception it may be. And to learn that Isha Vashmidam Sadvam, the fundamental truth given in the Upanishad, Isha Upanishad, the Isha Vashmidam Sadvam, that in everything there is the presence of the Supreme Entity, the Supreme Lord. With this conception, we are to live in such a training house. I was told that in Back to Godhead, one gentleman, he wrote that so-called universities and colleges and schools are slaughterhouses. I am very much pleased with this idea. Yes, they are nothing but slaughterhouses. And this sort of institution, yes, they are nothing but slaughterhouses. And this was the institution, what our Guru Maharaj has inaugurated in this world, to uplift us and all jivas towards the Supreme, to the worship, for the loving service of the Supreme Entity. We are like oases in a desert. All these are oases in the desert. They are life-giving and not rather in an institution like so many educational institutions that we find. And one Savidyam on Madhijaya, this sort of training comes that go towards center, towards reality, towards duty, towards harmony, towards solution of life, towards nectar giving life. These institutions are only helpful, and this is necessary. Once Madan Mohan Malaviya came, a leader, a famous leader in the past history, that is recent history of India. He came to visit our Guru Maharaj, and after listening to his words, he told that every village should have one center of your divine grace. But our Guru Maharaj answered the question that I want to make everybody a temple of the Lord. Every human body I want to make a temple there, not only village. There are elevations, there are renunciations, but we are sadhitas. Yehom Dusham Vimana Suryat Sadano. Who to be heaven and heart, said he. Like, true to the kinder point of heaven and the heart, cloister and the heart. Now is the breeze. But heart has been made the cloister. Gopi Bhajan is to make heart the cloister. Not that the cloister have a separate place. The heart will be cloister. And Krishna conception of Godhead is only make possible. The heart will be the cloister. The whole thing will be converted, every nook and the corner. Nothing should be left out. No faculty should be left out for any other purpose but to devote all respect to the Supreme Reality. To be faithful to the extreme, nothing should be left. This is only possible in Sri Krishna conception of Godhead. Agira Rasamrita Murti, all sorts of ecstasy, happiness, anything of the type can be possible in its divine form when we find Sri Krishna as the Supreme Lord and nowhere else. One gentleman, a Western gentleman, he told, there are many conceptions of religion in different parts of the world, but we do not find any conception of religion where 24 hours can be devoted in the practice of the Supreme Lord. Not only Sunday, not only thrice in the day, not only five times in the day, but every hour and a second should be devoted in the practice of the Supreme Entity, and nothing will be left behind. This sort of practice is only possible in Kirtaniya Sada Hari and in the service, in the Ashtakaya Leela of Sri Krishna Chandra himself in Madhura Rasa. Sri Chaitanya Dev came down to this world to preach that, to give that lecture and life to our nation. One and all. Nimatra Shadi Garita, take the name of the Lord. And you will find his daughter in his harem one day. Is the yes? Not money is necessary, not physical energy in great quantity is necessary. No other helping things, only try to take the name sincerely. In a right channel it should be addressed. Otherwise, there will be some tampering energy. Trade in the name of religion is also going on here and there, and we should save ourselves from those difficulties. And by following a bona fide path, that we can get our achievement. So, in the day of the advent of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna consciousness and Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Consciousness is Chaitanya and Krishna consciousness is Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna, who came here to arouse in us the pure consciousness of Krishna, means charging Krishna in all round, all aspects, all respects. This is, and this this laudable attempt is being done in great quantity by our Swami Maharaj. So we are very happy to getting the chance of attaining this function. এইরকম জিনিসের জন্যই সুন্দর জিনিসের জন্য এই সভ্যতা আছে। ঠাকুর তার সস্নেহ ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর ডিপ অ্যান্ড অ্যাফেকশনেট হার্ট কনসিভড দ্যাট ওয়াই নট ক্রিয়েটর দি প্রেম ধর্ম ইজ ক্যাপচারিং দি ওয়ার্ল্ড. It is so self-evident. It is the only constructive religion to the third restriction. And why not this is appreciated? This cannot but be appreciated. He has not only taught that east, west, harvest, all riddled with common with the banner of but also he very strongly taught that in future no other religion will exist than the religion of the Chaitanya Dev, Nama Sankirtan. This also he has made for taste. And for Prabhupada, his higher heart was trying utmost to spread this idea of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this grace of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur every nook and corner of the world. Why not men? They should accept such a nature and so healthy again and so simple again. It cannot be denied that we are so many particles. We are conditioned. Why not we seek some absolute center for our health, sharanagati? This is self-evident. Dhanya mahatman vedam. When there is dhanya, when there is real sincere feeling of one's health, the next thing cannot but come to take shelter under some greater power. And that relation must be of love and affection. Love and the beauty and the love is controlling the central thing, not power. Power cannot control, cannot be controlled in the extreme center, but love should be in a sincere heart, should be much respected. So, an affectionate and deep thinking heart of Bhakti Sadhu and Rupa, desire, and that desire means Mahaprabhu's desire and Krishna's desire, and that is embodied in Swami Maharaj and so many of efficient men have tried, wise have tried, both ladies and gentlemen trying his mission to work out the pure success. It's great and it's great.